You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Well, welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM, KKNW, the Saturday, October 5th show. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I'm your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
We are here to help you build a strong financial blueprint one week and one show at a time. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to connect you with the guests that we have on the show. Please call at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, we have a regular contributor of our show, Dee Gupta of Dee Coaching. How to recognize energy vampires situations. Do you have to say I love it when I'm looking for, because we have our guests come up with their own title and we ask them, well, we don't even ask them to make it fun, but Dee, always, I'm excited to always hear not your title, but then how the title is connecting with our conversation. So Dee, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I love being here.
And a little bit about Dee. She is a part-time coach and full-time rental property business owner who has done extensive study on emotional growth. Her perspective is that you are where you are choosing to be in your life, your financial status, your quality of life that you live, and your relationships with friends, family, or a significant other. Everything is either where you want it to be or where your belief level is of where you can be. The stage of personal growth you are at in each area of your life determines where you are in that area. You cannot make more money than you believe that you can make. You cannot have a better relationship than you believe that yourself is capable or deserving of having. And your belief in your own worthiness in each area of your life sets the tone for where you are. And Dee is helping people break those ceilings.
Love it, Dee.
Out of whack.
Out of whack.
Or out of good.
Hi. Out of good. All right. I'm tracking with you. I'm tracking. Energy vampires. That's an I'm pretty sure I've ran into a few of those in my life. Yeah. And, once or twice. And curious to know, get your feedback on that. What is an energy vampire situation?
So I'm going to explain it with just a very basic thing, and then I will go deeper into it. So when you are with somebody in a moment and you are talking to somebody and you feel a little bit put down, or when you leave the conversation and your energy has gone down, you don't quite know why. You may not necessarily know what happened. They didn't even put me down. I don't understand what happened. But you just feel a little bit lower after talking to them. And I'm not talking about the introverted situation where people just generally feel drained and they need to recharge. I'm talking about going in with a lot of enthusiasm and energy and then coming back out of that conversation,
yes,
feeling a little bit low.
So when you're talking about it, you're talking about a situation, that particular situation versus a person as being the energy vampire. Why is that?
That is something that I like to do, is not label people. That is a little bit of a pet peeve because we have all done it.
Yes.
I have been an energy vampire, yes, to someone, and all of us have been like
of
that
course.
To someone. So I'm... I call it an energy vampire situation because it is at that moment when you are with someone that the way that person is feeling, it's making the situation be an energy vampire situation. So when people label people as this person is a narcissist, mm-hmm, or this person is an energy vampire, it is a little bit of a pet peeve of mine, yeah, because we are all narcissists,
yeah,
at some point.
Well, and you're a beautiful person, Dee, because yes, our words of other people does put something out in the universe. So I love that. It's a situation. It's not the person. And that's the best way to help them to, right, continue to be better and to become who they're supposed to be.
Right. Yeah.
In my mind, Dee, it's like the negative conversations or somebody like dumping on you.
Right.
Those are the ones where I'm like, oh my gosh, it just sucked the life out of me. Like, right, I had such a great day and I cannot believe, like, you know, and I do. You can get out of those situations and you feel like, wow, I just got knocked down like 10 pegs.
Right.
How do you recognize this is happening to you?
This is a bit of a tricky thing. This can be tricky. And this took me a long time and a lot of awareness to understand the nuance that I understand so far, and I'm sure there's deeper to go. Mm-hmm. So the obvious one is obviously when somebody is being very negative or putting you down or trying to make you feel like you're less than because they have done so much. And the other situation is, it's actually the opposite. You're meeting with someone who is doing well and they're just telling you about their life and that they're doing well. And you love the person and you're like, oh, I want to get to know this person.
Yeah.
That's what has taken me time to recognize, because sometimes even though you feel attracted to getting to learning from the person,
yes,
or maybe picking that person up as a mentor or something, it turns out that they are actually putting you down and not making you feel as good. So you feel, even though you're feeling good that you met the person, you still, the person has been trying to prove that they're good.
Okay.
And therefore proving that you're bad.
Yeah, so interesting.
So it's nuanced, but it's very, it is an energy vampire situation as well.
Yeah, yeah. And for me, I've got, you know, I have my barriers up in protection, not just for me, but protection for the universe and protection for that person. So I try to always come from a place of compassion. If somebody's not treating me well, or right, somebody says something bad, or if they make me feel bad, and always going to my positive place. So on that note, because it takes practice, Dee, and I've worked for many, many years to come from that place to where it's very rarely that somebody could get me in that situation. Let's talk about how you're coaching your clients, and how do you, when you're around an energy vampire situation, how do you conquer that?
The most important thing, and I've said this probably in every single show that I've been with you, and I'm going to say it again because it is so crucial,
yeah,
is to be aware.
Yes.
And the way to be aware, the process is to go from a place of unconscious incompetence, mm-hmm, to going to a place of conscious incompetence,
yeah,
knowing what you don't know and knowing that this is happening. And this is what took me the longest.
Mm-hmm.
And once I was able to recognize this, it was much, much easier to overcome it.
Yeah.
The first thing is be aware of what's going on. And once you're aware, then there are multiple ways to handle it. If you can remove yourself from that situation, that is the best way. Just,
yeah,
remove yourself from that situation. And if you cannot, then there are other ways which probably people will consider a little bit woo, but I'm just going to say them, take it or leave it. Close your eyes and picture yourself in a bubble, in a protective bubble.
Yeah.
And that's it. Mm-hmm. Or some people will put their tip of the tongue on the roof of their mouth.
Uh-huh.
And be aware. Anytime you're aware, you bring yourself to the present moment. And when you're in the present moment, you're much less likely to feel bad.
And I love that, Dee. I love how you gave tips, because I think you have to have a place of anchor, whether it's an image or something that you can anchor yourself. And I love, put your tongue at the roof of your mouth, whatever that is, in situations that are, that you have to anchor yourself to put in a better place.
Right.
Really great suggestion.
I love that both of your guys' input on that was all about perspective, controlling your perspective.
Everything's all about perspective.
Yeah, that's really right. Interesting on controlling that perspective and making sure that you're looking at it through a good pair of glasses as opposed to just falling into it, right?
Absolutely.
So how, I mean, we're all guilty of it. We talked about that. So how do we become those people, those energy vampires sucking life out of every
individual? I'm not an energy vampire.
The time that we become energy vampires, the situations are when we are feeling less than, or when we are feeling unworthy, when we're feeling insecure. So if we are, and that could happen
at any
moment.
Well, me just saying right there, I'm not an energy vampire, that could have come from a place of insecurity, of I hope nobody would think that I would do that.
Right.
Because I literally, when you said that, first thing when Keelan says, oh, we all do it, I shot out and said, I'm never an energy. But that, and when you're talking, and just, I know exactly where you're going.
Right.
And why would I voice that out? Unless there's some insecurity that I feel that,
right,
I have to be at a level that, to make sure everybody knows. So
that you're never an
I just
energy.
Had to cut in there, because I'm actually going through a coaching session with you right now as you're talking. So Dee,
that's
go ahead
awesome.
And finish that. Thank you.
So, yeah, anytime we're feeling insecure about ourselves for anything, mm-hmm. we are more likely to become an energy vampire for someone else. We're more likely to put them down or maybe just put ourselves down. We're more likely to be in that situation where we're hurting other people. Yeah. So if we have this compassion, I love the word compassion, if we have this compassion for somebody who's being an energy vampire mm-hmm. to us, because we know that we do the same thing,
yeah.
then it's just much easier. The way you will treat that situation would be very, very different.
Yes.
I love how you said insecurity there, because if you think about both sides and how you explained it, it all comes from insecurity. If right. you're the one-upper guy, mm-hmm. that was right. your second example. You're the one-upper mm-hmm. that's because you're usually typically insecure.
Insecure, exactly.
So you have to be that person. And from the other side of it, when you're kind of knocked off your rocker in life and you're just feeling insecure about it because right. you want mm-hmm. some validation, or you want to feel like you're back to your normal,
right.
both come from that insecurity. That's a fantastic
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, it awesome. Is. Your question, Keelan? Or is it my question?
It was your
question. I was so stuck in that coaching moment there. So Dee, let's talk about, as a coach and helping people in this situation, how would you treat somebody in that moment when, let's say that you can't get yourself out of that moment, and what's the best way to treat a person that is doing a vampire situation?
The best way to do it is just treat them with a lot of love and compassion. Mm-hmm. Just pour your heart out to them. Let them know that you feel love for them, and they are much more likely to get knocked off their holier-than-thou moment
yeah.
or like I'm better than you moment, and they're mm-hmm. much more likely to become present and become vulnerable, and you're much more likely going to be able to connect with them.
Yeah.
So if you're not able to, and you're most, I mean, it's not that every time you will be able to, then just move yourself out of the situation if you can, or do those protective methods.
Yeah.
At the same time, just constantly know that you're treating them with love, and you're not treating them as a person, as a separate person, that you are this and you do this and I'm not this.
Yes.
And
like, yeah.
Do not create that separation, because that's going to hurt you in the end more than it's going to hurt them.
Exactly. Mm. Try when you've got somebody on the road that cuts you off on the road. And this is what I do. Is just think about that person and what their situation is right there. I have no idea what the story is behind that. They could lose their job if they're late one more time. They could have gotten a call because something happened to their kid at school. There's so many reasons. And if you can come again from that compassion place, it can help in that process.
Absolutely.
I thought you're supposed to flip them off and honk. That's not what you're supposed to do.
No? Oh. That doesn't serve us very well.
You're right. I'm just kidding. I've learned this from Tina a long time ago. Any last advice for our listeners today?
My advice would be to observe any situation that you're going into, any person that you're going to talk to. Just observe how you're feeling afterwards, and observe what the reason is for how you're feeling afterwards. So
yeah.
It's tricky and it's nuanced, and it's not always, you cannot always blame the other person and say this person was being an energy vampire at that time, because it may just be you. It may be all you at that moment.
Yeah.
So observe it and find, like, the more you observe it, the more you're going to learn the differences between you just being insecure at that moment versus the person being insecure at that
yes.
moment. And yeah, it's just be aware and observe.
I love that. I love that. And just how you're going to react to this is whether or not you're causing that situation to be more of a vampire situation. So come from a place of love, acceptance, and most importantly, come from a place of accountability. How are you going
Absolutely.
To react in that moment? Because that's going to have a future reaction and a ripple effect. Dee, thank you so much for coming into studio once again. We love you so much.
Thank you. I love being here.
Coming up next on the Money Hour, get our own chaos test score. Lisa Hawkinson, How to Get Organized, LLC, right here at 1150 AM, KKNW, after this short break.